Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from B.B. Nicholson, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is his wants, her needs, and this isn't about sex. Wants are there to make life a little more enjoyable. You always get your way because you present everything as a need instead of a want, my husband said. You would make a good salesperson. Needing, or rather wanting, clarification, I asked him to give me some examples. As a writer, I know a good example is worth a thousand words. Actually, the quote is, a picture is worth a thousand words, but a good, succinct example can be as good as a picture. Okay, I'll give you an example, he said. When you go shopping, you say you need some new fall clothes. You don't say you want some new fall clothes. This makes it seem urgent, like you're not going to have anything to wear if you don't buy something. I do need fall clothes, I said, or I won't have anything to wear. That's exactly what I'm talking about, he said. And last night after dinner, you said you needed ice cream. You didn't say you wanted ice cream. I did need it, I replied. Thanks for going to the store. That's the point, he said. Wants aren't as important as needs. When I say I want something, it seems optional. Like when I said I wanted to watch the football game and you said you needed to watch something funny. Yes, laughter was just what I needed after a rough day, I agreed, and you recorded the football game to watch later. That was a win-win situation. When I pointed out that I went with him to the high school volleyball game because he said he wanted to go, even though I needed to stay home and work on my writing, he mentioned that I only agreed to go after he suggested we eat dinner out afterwards. A person needs to eat, I replied. Although I disagreed with his premise that I viewed everything as a need, our conversation piqued my curiosity. Being an avid researcher of all things insignificant and non-essential, I Googled needs versus wants. This is what I discovered. To quickly determine the difference between a want and need, think of a need being something required for survival. Needs are water for drinking, food to eat, clothing to keep you warm, and shelter to live in. On the other hand, a want is everything else. Wants are there to make a life a little more enjoyable. Michelle Schroeder Gardner in You Don't Need Everything, Do You Know the Difference Between Wants and Needs? We've become a culture of want, addicted to the rush of newness and convinced it's the road to happiness. So, how can we stop wanting so much and appreciate simply meeting our needs? Take charge, American team, in Understanding the Difference Between Needs and Wants. A need is something necessary to survive. Without meeting a need, you would be in grave danger or even die. Your safety and health depend on it. If you can't survive without something, then it's not a need. On the other hand, a want is simply something you desire but can live without. Charissa Knoll, in The Real Difference Between Needs and Wants That Most People Ignore. After mulling over the results of my research, I decided to ignore it. For one thing, I want to do more than survive. As Michelle Schroeder Gardner said, wants are there to make life a little more enjoyable. Viewing this from a logical perspective, I want my husband to be happy. He's happier when I'm happy, and I'm happy when my needs are being met, but even happier when I acquire a few of my wants. I began to wonder if this different way of expressing needs versus wants could be a gender thing. Do men and women communicate differently? Dr. Nikki Martinez thinks so. She writes in a HuffPost article, "Stemming back to the days of men are from Mars and women are from Venus, we have understood that there are some fundamental differences between the way men and women think and feel. This difference could not be more apparent in the way in which we communicate and in the goals of our communication." Was my tendency to refer to wants as needs and his tendency to refer to everything as a want, unless it involves something as dire as escaping a collapsing building in the aftermath of an earthquake, a matter of gender differences? I was about to share this wisdom about gender differences and the significance of wants when our 5-year-old granddaughter trotted into the kitchen. "I need some more chocolate milk," she said. My husband raised his eyebrows and gave me the look that says, "Now you see what I'm talking about," before getting her another carton of chocolate milk. I rest my case. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.